What's your name?
Kelsey.
Can you tell me about Advent? What's Advent about?
Advent's about counting down the days to Jesus' birthday.
And are you excited about Jesus' birthday?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's being born.
Is there any other reason?
No.
Hi, Jackie. What's Advent about? You tell me about that.
The leaves on the leaves there on that is about God's love, and we don't get oak leaves because they die, but they don't die because God's love doesn't.
That's very nice. Who can tell me about the candles, the different coloured candles?
The white candle you light on Jesus' birthday and Christmas, and the purple one you light 3 weeks before Christmas.
You light a candle every Sunday, and the white one's for Jesus' birthday.
Hi, Siobhan. Why are you looking forward to Christmas?
Because it's Jesus' birthday and he's being born.
And are any of you getting any presents for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, who'd like to tell me about the presents? Hi, Nicole. What are you going to get for Christmas?
One Direction tour bus.
One Direction? Do you like One Direction? Yeah. Who do you like out of One Direction?
Sam.
Hi, Blanet. What are you going to get for Christmas?
I think a Frisbee Boom, I think.
Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, sorry, you said that to me earlier on, didn't you? So okay, Kelsey, what are you going to get for Christmas? You want to tell me?
I'm going to get a bike.
What kind of bike are you going to get?
I don't know.
Who are you going to get it from?
Santa.
Who can tell me about St. Nicholas? Who'd like to answer that? Catherine, who's St. Nicholas?
St. Nicholas is a person who gave gifts to everyone, even people he didn't know when it was Jesus' birthday.
Very good. Why else is he special?
Because he cared about people and he gave even presents to homeless people.
Who else wants to tell me about Advent? Hi, Akira. What's special about Advent?
All the purple of Advent means sorrow and grow, because Jesus loves always grow. And the pink candle means for joy when it's coming to his birthday.
And what does the white one mean?
The white one means for Christmas Day, for when he's born.
Very good, okay. Who can tell me about what happened to poor Joseph and Mary when they were trying to get somewhere to stay? Who wants to tell me about that? Caitlin, tell me about that. Tell me about what happened to Our Lady and to Joseph when they were trying to find somewhere to stay.
They went to houses and they knocked on doors, and some people, some houses were too full, but they knocked on one door and the innkeeper said that to come in, and they went back and they went into a stable.
Hi, Jennifer. Tell me about that.
Well, while they were waiting, she gave birth to a baby Jesus, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and and she laid him in the crib, and then the three wise men and shepherds, they saw a star and they came over and they gave presents and they respected them.
Hi, Jade. Tell me about that.
After that, all the animals and the angels were making sure that he was being safe, and they were all sitting around him and all and minding him.
Who wants to tell me, thanks, Jade, well done, about the gifts that the three wise men brought? Shauna, is it? Hi.
The three gifts that the kings brought up was gold, frankincense and myrrh, and I brought up gold.
Very good. And do you know what these were for?
Well, the gold was for, if you wanted to, go over, to Bethlehem and all, you had to spend it. And the myrrh was for a body or something like that. And I don't know what the frankincense was for.
Who can tell me what the frankincense was for?
It was for the scent, so in the stable, because it was a dirty stable. It wasn't cleaned out because the animals lived there. So they used the frankincense for a nice smell.
Who can tell me what a manger is? Emma, why was Jesus born in a manger?
Because there was nowhere else for him to sleep.
And what was the manger used for?
To put the animals' food in.
Well done.
If the angel Gabriel didn't come to Mary, no one would Jesus be just an ordinary baby, and Mary wouldn't be so special, and no one would know about him, not like the shepherds and the kings and the wise men wouldn't know about the baby.
Thanks, Darcy. Well done.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down in sweet head, and the stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus not sleep on the hay. The cattle are loaded, the baby away. The little Lord Jesus knows.